Good evening and welcome to San Manuel Stadium in San Bernardino, California. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us today for game one of this six-game series against the Inland Empire 66ers of San Bernardino. 66ers are getting ready to take the field. They're wearing their all-white traditional uniforms that say 66ers on the front in orange and black and blue and black numbers on the back of the jersey, wearing black socks and their black hat. Your Visalia Rawhide wearing their traditional dark gray pants with their alternate red jersey. Has a black V on the front and black and gold numbering on the back. Wearing it with their red alternate hat with the black brim. We are almost ready for first pitch, but first we're going to have the national anthem here before game one of this six-game series against the 66ers. This is also game one of a 12-game road trip for the Rawhide. After this week, they travel to Rancho Cucamonga to face the Quakes. Without further ado, here is the national anthem. Welcome back to San Manuel Stadium again. I'm Jill Guerin. We are getting ready for first pitch for game one of this six-game series in San Bernardino against the Inland Empire 66ers. Let's give you today's starting lineup presented by T-Mobile. Starting with your Visalia Rawhide, leading off in center field, number 14, Alvin Guzman. Batting second at shortstop, number 3, Juan Corniel. Batting third in right field, number 23, Wildered Patino. In the cleanup spot at third base is the birthday boy, number 13, Davison De Los Santos. Batting fifth in left, number 12, Junior Franco. Seventh behind the plate, number 6, J.J. D'Orazio. Batting seventh at second base, number 27, S.P. Chen. Eighth for the Rawhide is the designated hitter, number 4, Davy Estrada. And batting ninth for the Rawhide at first base is Donier Sanabria. Starting pitcher today for the Rawhide, number 26, Diomede Sierra. On the mound today for the 66ers, number 32, right here, Jack Ohanowitz. Jack Ohanowitz 0-1 this season with a 2.35 ERA. Almost ready for first pitch. Ohanowitz waiting for Guzman to step to the plate again. Do it for the Rawhide. Guzman, Corniel, Patino, followed by De Los Santos, batting fifth, Franco. Then D'Orazio, S.B. Chen, eighth is Estrada, and ninth, Sanabria. The first pitch of the day, swung on and missed strike one. First pitch at 7:06. The 0-1 swung on and missed strike two. Another what looked like a high fastball. Guzman, the center fielder today for the Rawhide, batting 182. Catching for Kahanowitz is Edgar Caro. The pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. Guzman goes down swinging on three pitches for the first out. One away, nobody on, and Juan Corniel will bat from the left. Corniel, left-handed, batting from the left side, rather, but he is a switch hitter. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike one. Four pitches from Kahanowitz so far, and all four of them have been swing and misses. The pitch. Swung on, fouled off out of play towards the third base grandstands. Right on left matchup, Kahanowitz kicks, swung on and missed strike three. Corniel goes down swinging. That's back-to-back strikeouts for Kahanowitz. Six pitches, two outs. Here's the right fielder, Wildred Patino, batting from the right side. It is 95 degrees here in San Bernardino. 12-mile-an-hour winds. Gets up to 17 miles an hour, and the wind is blowing out to left. Pitch to Patino. Takes a called strike on the inside corner. Breaking ball. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball. Also there for a strike. I believe he's one pitch away from an immaculate inning. If he can get a strike three here. Here it is. Swung on ground ball to the shortstop. Vera picks it up, throws to first, and it is a 1-2-3 inning of work. It is a nine-pitch inning for Kahanowitz. Heading into the bottom half of the first, we are scoreless in San Bernardino, and you're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Low-quality gasoline. It can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
A Toyota hybrid is a hybrid of gas and electric power, but it's also so much more than that. And with the most hybrid models of any other brand, there's one for everyone. Get amazing leading 11 hybrids to choose from. Save more at the pump all year long in your new fuel-efficient Toyota, which just goes to show, Toyotas are the perfect hybrid of everything you want and everything you need. New fuel-efficient Toyotas are arriving daily. Toyota, let's go places.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts.
Bottom half of the first, still scoreless in San Bernardino. On the mound for the Rawhide, Diomede Sierra, left-handed pitcher from the Dominican Republic, just 20 years old. He'll turn 21 in September this year. He's facing Adrian Plasencia, batting from the right, the second baseman. Batting second today for the Sixers, Edgar Caro, the catcher. Batting third, the shortstop, Aurel Vera. And in the cleanup spot, it's the third baseman, Werner Blakely. First pitch from Sierra. Swung on, fouled off out of play down the right field side. Batting fifth today for the Sixers, Alexander Ramirez. Sixth is David Calabresi. Seventh, the designated hitter, B.J. Boyd. 0-1, missing out. Batting 8th for Inland Empire is Miles Emerson, and 9th, Jeremy Orocho. 1-1 count. Sarah kicks. It's swung on. Pop fly. First base side. Foul territory. Sanabria looks like he has room. Makes the catch over his shoulder in the bullpen. Nice play by the first baseman. Sanabria to retire Plasencia. Sanabria would have never been able to make a play like that at Valley Strong Ballpark at home for the Rawhide because there's so little foul territory in Visalia. But plenty of room for Sanabria to make the catch. And you have to remember, Sanabria was originally signed as an outfielder. So pop flies should be one of the easier outs for Ed. Ball one. Pitch is swung on. Deep fly ball left field. Franco goes back. Leaps up. He can't get to it. Does he catch it? No, he dropped it. It'll be a wall ball double for Carroll. We'll go through that one again. Franco leapt up. I saw it hit off of either the wall or his glove. And then he came down with it, acting like maybe he was going to catch it in the air still. Now, of course, that would have, in order for it to be an out, it would have had to hit his glove, not the wall, and would have been probably too difficult to make that call. So it is a double for Caro. Runner in scoring position for the Sixers, Arolvera, batting from the right side. The pitch swung on and missed, strike one. Outfield shading to the right. 0-1. Misses in. Calling balls and strikes today behind home plate is Trevor Patience. And on the bases, Cass Cousins. The pitch. Swung on and missed, strike two. Here's the 1-2. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Vera goes down swinging for the second out of the inning. That strikeout is brought to you by Visalia Kia, the Visalia Used Car Supercenter. Many priced under $20,000 and $500 down is all you need. Two down for the cleanup batter. Werner Blakely will bat from the left. Still a runner in scoring position. It's Caro, who had the first hit of the game. Pitch from Sierra. Called strike. Catching for Sierra today is J.J. DeRozio. At third base, Davison De Los Santos. The shortstop, Juan Corniel. At second base, S.P. Chen. And at first, it's Ditch. Check swing. I think they're saying that he went around. It's not a called strike, but a swinging strike, rather. 0-2 count. In left field, Junior Franco. Center field, Alvin Guzman. And in right field, Wildered Patino. 0-2. Cold streak. 3 on the outside corner. Blakely goes down looking to end the first. The Sixers strand a runner in scoring position. And we're still scoreless going into the second. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco in the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Imagine, you're at the ballpark, the sun is out, you can smell fresh cut grass, the Rawhide are winning, and you just scored 2-for-1 tacos and Coors Light tall cans at the nearby concession stand. No, you're not dreaming. This is a reality at every Rawhide Tuesday home game. 2-for-1 tacos and tall cans at the Barrel House Bar in right field and the Taco Truck in left field. Brought to you by Coors Light.
Here at Valley Strong Credit Union, we understand that life doesn't wait for your paycheck, and we think you shouldn't have to either. Valley Strong offers its members early direct deposit, where you can have access to your money up to 2 days early. Hey, 2 days can make a huge difference when you have bills to pay, groceries to buy, and birthdays to celebrate. It's finally time to get your payday on your schedule. Learn more about early direct deposit at valleystrong.com and start getting paid early. Valley Strong. Grow your possibilities.
Half of the second inning. Davison De Los Santos batting from the right side. Still on the mound for the Sixers is Jack Kahanowitz. De Los Santos, the cleanup batter and the third baseman today for the Rawhide. And it's also his 19th birthday. The pitch. Breaking ball called strike on the inside corner. We didn't see a lot of breaking balls from Kahanowitz in the first inning until Wildered Patino came to the plate. It felt like he was doing high fastballs to Guzman and Corniel, and dealt breaking balls to Patino. Now we see it here against De Los Santos as that pitch is swung on and missed, strike two. Kahanowitz has yet to throw a ball today. All strikes so far. The pitch. Missing high, ball one, and there it is on the 12th pitch of the day for him. He throws ball one. 1-2 count. De Los Santos batting 283. The 1-2. Swung on, foul tipped into the catcher's glove. Strike three. Strikeout number three for Kahanowitz. One down. Now Junior Franco will bat from the left. By the way, catching today for Kahanowitz, Edgar Caro. At third base, Warner Blakely. The shortstop is Arul Vera. Second baseman, Adrian Placencia. And at first, it's Miles Emerson. Pitch to Franco. Swung on, popped up, shallow center field. Center fielder coming in. Calabresi calls everyone off and makes the catch for the second out of the inning. So the outfield from left to right is Jeremy Orocho, David Calabresi, and in right field, Alexander Ramirez. Here comes the catcher for the Rawhide, J.J. D'Orazio. D'Orazio batting 243. The pitch. Breaking ball called strike on the inside corner. Oh, 1. Coming high and inside. Two away, nobody on. Rawhide. They've only put two balls in play today. No base runners yet. The pitch. Swung on. They're saying a fair ball? I thought it hit off of his front foot instead. They're saying it was a fair ball right in front of home plate. I definitely thought it hit off of D'Orazio's leg, and I think that's what Cortez is going to come have a conversation about really quickly. But we are still scoreless going into the bottom half of the second inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
It's proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Toyota's Summer Starts Here sales event ends Tuesday. This Memorial Day, get amazing plug-free MPG with any one of Toyota's 11 industry-leading hybrid models. Don't miss out. Toyota, let's go places. Toyota's Summer Starts Here sales event ends Tuesday. Get low 1.75% APR on all 2022 RAV4s and Highlanders, or up to $1,000 cash back on 4Runner 4x2s when financed with Toyota. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes RAV4 Prime. Ends 5/31/22.
Bottom half of the second inning, scoreless at Sam Manuel Stadium. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us today. First pitch from Sierra. Called strike on the outside corner. At the plate is Alexander Ramirez batting from the right side. Ramirez, the right fielder today. Pitch is a called strike. Sierra, 20 years old from the Dominican Republic. Southpaw kicks. Swung on, ground ball to the third baseman, De Los Santos. Hits off of his chest, picks it up, doesn't throw to first base. And Ramirez will be safe. What I would assume would be an error on De Los Santos. It was a ground ball right to him. It ended up hitting off of his chest. He recovered the ball to first base. Pitch is swung on. Ground ball to the second baseman, Chen. Fields it. Goes to second for one. On to first. In time, a 4-6-3 double play. First pitch swinging is the center fielder, Calabresi, and the error on De Los Santos erased. An absolute bullet from the shortstop, Corniel. So, officially ruled an error on De Los Santos. That's how Ramirez reached. Then the next pitch from Sierra was a ground ball hit by Calabresi to the second baseman, Chen. He flipped his feet, threw to second to get the out, and then Corniel threw a bullet to get the speedy center fielder out for a 4-6-3 double play. First pitch to B.J. Boyd, missed low, an outside ball one. Two away, nobody on. Scoreless in the second. Pitch is swung on. High fly ball. Shallow. Left center field. The center fielder Guzman calls everyone off, and he makes the catch for the final out of the inning. Despite the leadoff error, it is a 1-2-3 inning of work for Sierra heading into the third. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
This just in, some of the gasoline brands you think of as being premium are, well, not nearly as premium as you may have thought. Because while Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota, some of our big-name competitors still don't qualify. So stop by Chevron, where the gasoline is top tier and premium isn't just another way of saying close but not quite Techron. Chevron.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron VP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron. Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
S.P. Chen leads it off for the Rawhide in the third inning. Scoreless so far, Rawhide have yet to have a base runner. Pitch to Chen. Swung on, lined into right field, a base hit. Roll all the way to the wall. Chen rounding first, heading for second. Ramirez picks it up and gets it in to hold Chen to a lead off double. That is the first hit of the day for the Rawhide. A double for S.P. Chen. And Chen extends his hit streak to two now. Chen, runner in scoring position for the Rawhide. Batting from the left is the designated hitter, Davy Estrada. SB Chen has the first hit of the day, brought to you by Rosa Brothers Milk Company, where every sip is special. Estrada batting from the left. Here's the pitch. Swung on, ground ball to the first baseman. Emerson picks it up, will tag first base, and Chen advances to third. Estrada retired. but advances Chen 90 feet, and he's now just 90 feet away from scoring the first run of the game for either team. Donier Sanabria bats from the left side. Infield in. The pitch. Swung on. Line down the right field line. No one's going to get to it. One hops the wall. Chen will score easily. Sanabria heading for second. He hits the helmet off of his head and making it to third easily. Donier Sanabria, an RBI triple to make it a 1-0 ball game in the top half of the third inning. The Rawhide dugout. We have such we have characters on this team. There's about five players in the far corner, all standing up near the dugout. And I think they were all making fun of how Sanabria hit the helmet off of his head to be able to run just a little bit faster. Here's the top of the order. Alvin Guzman batting from the right side. Sanabria, the runner on third, and the Rawhide lead 1-0 in the top half of the third inning. Pitch to Guzman. Swung on and missed. Strike one. It's a 1-1 count. He struck out in his first at bat. Sanabria, by the way, picks up his fifth RBI of the season for the Rawhide. The pitch. Swung on. High fly ball out of play down the first base side. 1-2 count. One down. Runner on third in the infield, still in with their toes on the infield grass. Kahanowitz. Tall right-handed pitcher. He sets with the glove at the belt. The pitch. Swung on. Fouled off over our heads. That is Sanabria's second triple of the season, by the way. 1-2 count. The pitch. Swung on, high fly ball, shallow center field. Calabresi coming in, still coming in, but it's going to be the right fielder. He throws home to hold Sanabria, although his throw was way high over the catcher's head, but it was actually right to the glove of the pitcher, Kahanowitz, who was backing up home plate. So Sanabria does stay at third. 1-0 ball game, and now batting from the left is Juan Corniel. So go through that play again. High fly ball, shallow right center field. It was Ramirez, the right fielder, who made the catch. He threw a bullet home, holding Sanabria at third base. The throw happened to go way behind home plate, though, as that pitch is a called strike. But Conowitz, the pitcher, there to back it up to hold Sanabria at third still. Two down. Pitch to Corniel. Swung on, hits off of the leg of Kahanowitz. Goes right to the third baseman. The throw to first was in time, but not caught by the first baseman, Emerson. And Sanabria is going to score. Let's go through that one again. One hopper hits off the leg of Kahanowitz. Goes right to the third baseman, Blakely. They have plenty of time to get Corniel out. And the throw was perfectly fine, but he ends up dropping it. The first baseman, Emerson, drops it. So it's a 2-0 ball game now. Patino at the plate. He squares to bunt, but it fouls it back out of play. Corniel, the runner on first. 2-0 ball game, Rawhide lead. Pitch to Patino. Misses outside. 1-1 count. And they finally give that an error on what I would assume would be the first baseman, Emerson. The pitch misses in. Tough break there because Corniel, with how hard the ball was hit, well up the middle on that. But of course, it the way it played out, he should have been out if Emerson made that catch, and it was a routine catch. The pitch swung on and missed, strike two. 2-2 count. 2-0 ball game. Rawhide lead. Pitch from Kahanowitz. Cornell takes off, but the pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. Patino goes down swinging to end the inning. But the Rawhide score first. It's a 2-0 ball game. Only one of those runs will be earned to Kahanowitz. Heading into the bottom half of the third, you're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron. When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind.
Bottom half of the third inning, Rawhide lead 2-0. At the plate, batting from the right side is Miles Emerson. The pitch, called strike on the inside corner. Diomede Sierra back on the mound. Emerson, the first baseman today for the Sixers. He had the error that extended the top half of the third. The pitch swung on and foul tipped. Count is 0-2. Again, a hard hit ball by Cornell, the shortstop, hit off of the pitcher Kahanowitz, went to the third baseman, who threw a strike to Emerson, who could have made the play as that pitch is swung on and missed strike three. But he was unable to glove it, and that was the first error of the day for the Sixers. And Emerson strikes out on three pitches now. One down, nobody on for Jeremy Orocha, who's the number 9 batter today for the Sixers. Orocha, the left fielder. Pitch is a called strike on the inside corner. Pitch swung on, ground ball up the middle by the diving shortstop Cornell into center field. That is a one-out base hit for Orocho. Second hit of the day for the Sixers. This is the third consecutive inning they've had a runner on with less than 2 outs. Top of the order, Adrian Plasencia batting from the right side. He popped out foul territory to the first baseman, Sanabria. That was in his first at-bat. One down. Pitch from Sierra, low in the dirt ball. One nice stop by DeRozio. Sierra, 6'2", 170 pounds, from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. Signed as international free agent by the Diamondbacks in 2018. Pitch miss. Started off his career in the Dominican Summer League in 2019. Pickoff attempt at first base. Orocho back safely standing up. Sierra went 0-2 in the Dominican Summer League with a 2.60 ERA. Last year, he was in the Arizona Complex League, went 0-4 with a 7.36 ERA. The pitch squares to bunt, but it's foul. 2-1 count. And then this season for the Rawhide, he's 1-2 with a 6 ERA. He earned his first win, actually, against Inland Empire. That was on May 31st. He picked up his first career win. 2-1. Called strike inside corner. Count is 2-2. Looked a little low, maybe in. I think it looked more inside than low from here. 2-1 count, one down. The pitch. Swung on, fouled off. One down. Infield, a double play depth. The third baseman, De Los Santos, playing well off the third base line. The outfield is shading to the right as well, with the right fielder, Patino, a little bit shallow. Runner takes off. The pitch misses low. The throw from DeRozio. Low and not in time. Called safe at second base. First stolen base of the game. Picked up by Orocho. Runner in scoring position now for the Sixers. They trail by two. The pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. Placencia goes down swinging for the second out of the inning. That strikeout is brought to you by Visalia Kia. The price under $20,000 and $500 down is all you need. Runner on second. Still a Rocho at the plate. Edgar Caro, who doubled into left field in his first at bat against Sierra. He had the first hit of the game. It was a wall ball double. First pitch misses low. Ball one. Sierra in his first professional win through 5 1/3 innings, giving it one earned run off of five hits, walked two, and struck out five. 1-0. Swung on, ground ball to Chen. Second baseman fields it on two hops. The throw to first ends the inning, and the Sixers strand a runner in scoring position for the second time today. Rawhide still lead 2-0 heading into the top half of the fourth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
A Toyota hybrid is a hybrid of gas and electric power, but it's also so much more than that. And with the most hybrid models of any other brand, there's one for everyone. Get amazing plug-free MPG with Toyota's industry-leading 11 hybrids to choose from. Save more at the pump, all which just goes to show, Toyotas are the perfect hybrid of everything you want and everything you need. New fuel-efficient Toyotas are arriving daily. Toyota, let's go places.
Top half of the fourth inning. Rawhide still lead 2-0. And Davison De Los Santos will bat from the right side. It is his 19th birthday. Gahanowitz back on the mound. It's his fourth inning of work. The pitch. Missing high and in. Ball one. Another breaking ball. De Los Santos struck out in his first at bat against Gahanowitz. Conwood says, struck out four batters so far through three innings. The pitch. Breaking ball, foul tipped into the catcher's glove. Caro able to hold on to it. One count. The pitch. Swung on, fouled off, first base side. 1-2 count. De Los Santos batting .282 with 9 home runs and 50 runs batted in. The pitch. Swung on, fouled off again. No more sunlight on the playing surface here at San Manuel. Lights are on, taking full effect, although still plenty of sunlight in the sky. In fact, the sky is still very light blue. 1-2. Swung on, one hopper by the shortstop into left field. Good effort by the shortstop, Vera, but De Los Santos leads off the fourth inning with a base hit. He's in the 5-6 hole, Vera diving to his right side, attempting a backhanded dive. Almost made it, just honestly, he timed it well. Just barely missed the one-hopper from De Los Santos. Now Junior Franco batting from the left. He takes ball one inside. One-oh count. The pitch. Swung on and missed strike one. Gahanowicz about to throw his 40th pitch of the evening. Rawhide lead 2-0 in the top half of the fourth. The pitch. Missing low and in. 2-1 count. The left fielder, Orocho, playing a little bit shallow against Franco. Infield shading to the right. The pitch. Breaking ball called strike. Count is 2-2. Franco batting .256, has 7 home runs and 26 runs batted in this season. The pitch swung on, fouled off. .22 count, nobody out. Runner on first is De Los Santos. .22 Swung on, ground ball up the middle. Diving as a second baseman. Glove flips to second, but he doesn't make the play. What was almost an amazing play by Plasencia. Diving up the middle, made the backhanded catch. Instead of trying to get the ball out and flipping it with his bare hand, he tried a glove flip while laying down on the ground. But the glove toss to second was wide towards first base, and that's how De Los Santos is safe there. It will be a base hit for Franco. That's the fourth hit of the day for the Rawhide. Now J.J. DeRozio bats from the right side. He takes a breaking ball in. Ball one. Runners on first and second. Nobody out. On second, De Los Santos. First is Franco. Outfield shifting to the right against DeRozio. The pitch. Swung on, fouled off towards the third base dugout. There is a big gap in left center field for DeRozio. Gonowitz kicks the pitch, breaking ball, strike two. In DeRozio's first at bat, I thought it originally hit off his front foot and it was going to be a foul ball. That was kind of the tapper in front of home plate where the catcher was able to pick it up and throw him out at first base. 1-2. Swung on, fouled off. Kind of a, I don't want to say a lazy swing, but a rather defensive swing. It was a breaking ball that DeRozio ended up swinging a little bit late at. Definitely looked like he was just trying to make contact. I don't know if I want to say that he was trying to foul it off, but he was definitely just trying to protect the plate. Still a 1-2. The pitch. Swung on, a flare into shallow right field. It'll land in front of the right fielder Ramirez, and everyone will advance 90 feet. It's now bases loaded. Nobody out for S.P. Chen. three consecutive singles for the Rawhide. De Los Santos singled into left. Franco, a single up the middle. And D'Orazio, a single into right field. SP Chen batting from the left side. Nobody out, bases full. The pitch. Called strike inside corner. Chen had the first hit of the day for the Rawhide. It was a double into right field. And he scored off of Sanabria's triple. That was in the last inning. Rawhide lead 2-0. Looking to extend it here. The pitch. Swung on, foul tipped. 0-2 count. Conowitz sets, glove is at the belt. 0-2. Check swing. Did he go? No, according to Cass Cousins on the bases, so it's a 1-2 count. The pitch, swung on, ground ball, first baseman. Emerson dives, now drops the ball. No one's covering first base, and everyone is safe. De Los Santos scores. It's a 3-0 ball game. Let's go through it again. Emerson, the first baseman, made a diving play. A backhanded diving play. Looked like he was going to try to get the out at second base. He couldn't, and no one was covering first base to get Chen out. So because of that, everyone was safe. Probably the only chance that Emerson had was maybe at second. It was second or first. It would be an easier throw for him at second base because his body was angled towards there. Could have just gone up to his knees and throw to second. First base was the closer play, though. Here's the pitch to Estrada. Swung on, ground ball to Emerson. Picks it up, throws home. The throw to first base, not in time. So it is one down. And a run does not score for the Rawhide. Estrada reaches on the fielder's choice. Now, Diner Sanabria will bat from the left side. Bases full, still one down. He triples in his last at-bat. 3-0 ball game, top half of the fourth. The pitch hits off of the catcher's gear. D'Orazio is going to score easily. Make it a 4-0 ball game. No longer bases loaded. There's not a chance for a double play now. One down, runners on second and third. On third is Chen. On second now Estrada. And it was D'Orazio who scores on the wild pitch. Four nothing ball game. The pitch to Sanabria. Swung on, fouled off out of play. Left field side. One count, one down. There is someone starting to warm in the pen for the Sixers. The pitch. Swung on, ground ball, foul, first base side. Coaching third base today for the Rawhide is the manager, Jorge Cortez. And at first base for the Rawhide is Dee Gardner, who was the fourth coach last year for the Rawhide. The 1-2. Swung on. Slow ground ball back to the pitcher. He checks back the runner, throws to first base, and Sanabria is out for the second out of the inning. Everyone else stays where they are. So two down, still two runners in scoring position, and the Rawhide lead 4-0. And Alvin Guzman bats from the right side. Two runners in scoring position, two down. Top half of the fourth inning. The pitch. Swung on, fouled out of play, third base side. The runner on third is S.P. Chen. And on second is Davy Estrada. Oh, 01. Swung on and missed. Strike two, a breaking ball that he waved at. Guzman today has struck out and flown out to right. Oh, 02. Breaking ball swung on foul towards the third base dugout and actually into the Sixers dugout. Rawhide has scored two here so far. Off of four hits and a wild pitch. Oh, 02. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Guzman strikes out to end the inning. Rawhide strand two runners in scoring position, but they do pick up another two runs to double their lead. It's a 4-0 ball game going into the bottom half of the fourth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Toyota Hybrid is a hybrid of gas and electric power, but it's also so much more than that. And with the most hybrid models of any other brand, there's one for everyone. Get amazing plug-free MPG with Toyota's industry-leading 11 hybrids to choose from. Save more at the pump all year long in your new fuel-efficient Toyota, which just goes to show, Toyotas are the perfect hybrid of everything you want and everything you need. New fuel-efficient Toyotas are arriving daily. Toyota, let's go places.
Rawhide fans, nothing peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco in the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Imagine, you're at the ballpark. The sun is out. You can smell fresh-cut grass. The Rawhide are winning, and you just scored 2-for-1 tacos and Coors Light tall cans at the nearby concession stand. No, you're not dreaming. This is a reality at every Rawhide Tuesday home game. 2-for-1 tacos and tall cans at the Barrel House Bar in right field and the taco truck in left field. Brought to you by Coors Light.
Bottom half of the fourth inning, the Rawhide lead 4-0. Diomede Sierra back on the mound. He delivers a ball missing outside to Aurel Vera. Vera in his first at bat struck out. The pitch. Called strike on the inside corner, count is 1-1. Infield shading just slightly to the left. The pitch. Swung on, ground ball, diving as Corniel hits off of his glove. So Vera's safe. Vera started rounding first as if he was going to go to second base, and Corniel, slow to get to the ball, eventually did get there in time to hold Vera at first. It is a leadoff single for Vera. That's the third hit of the day for the Sixers. 4-0 ball game, Rawhide lead, bottom half of the fourth. Pitch to Blakely, misses low. That was the 35th pitch of the evening for Sierra. 1-0, swung on, fouled off behind the plate. Blakely in his first at-bat struck out looking. Pitch is swung on, line to Chen to throw to first in time. Vera doubled off. Hard line drive right back to the second baseman Chen. He immediately threw to first base, and Vera caught at first base. Two down. Two down, nobody on, and Alexander Ramirez at the plate. Takes ball one inside. This is the 11th start of the season for Sierra, the pitch, missing outside. He's thrown 33 innings of work for the Rawhide entering today's game. Striking out 38 while walking 25, the pitch. Swung on, high fly ball to right field. Patino going back. He's at the wall, but makes the catch on the edge of the warning track to end the inning. That's a 1-2-3 inning of work for Sierra. Heading into the fifth, Rawhide still lead 4-0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Imagine, you're at the ballpark. The sun is out. You can smell fresh-cut grass. The Rawhide are winning, and you just scored 2-for-1 tacos and Coors Light tall cans at the nearby concession stand. No, you're not dreaming. This is a reality at every Rawhide Tuesday home game. 2-for-1 tacos and tall cans at the Barrel House Bar in right field and the taco truck in left field. Brought to you by Coors Light.
Here at Valley Strong Credit Union, we understand that, and we think you shouldn't have to either. Valley Strong offers its members early direct deposit, where you can have access to your money up to 2 days early. Hey, 2 days can make a huge difference when you have bills to pay, groceries to buy, and birthdays to celebrate. It's finally time to get your payday on your schedule. Learn more about early direct deposit at valleystrong.com and start getting paid early. Valley Strong, grow your possibilities.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Toyota's Summer Starts Here sales event ends Tuesday. This Memorial Day, get amazing plug-free MPG with any one of Toyota's 11 industry-leading hybrid models. Don't miss out.
First pitch to Juan Corniel is fouled off towards the third base suites. It's the top half of the fifth inning. The Rawhide lead 4-0. Kahanowitz back on the mound, although there is a right-handed pitcher warming for the Sixers. Pitch is a called strike. Count is now 0-2. To Corniel. Swung on, ground ball to the first baseman. Emerson fields it, tags first base for the first out. One down. Nobody on for Wildered Patino, who was grounded out to short and struck out today. First pitch, front of the plate. Catcher Carroll picks it up. The throw to first is in time. Patino diving into first base, trying to make it safely. Can't do so. Impressive job by Caro. Patino, one of the fastest players, not only on the Rawhide staff, but in the league. And he was going to get him by about a step or two. Patino having to dive to try to make the attempt, but he was still out. Pitch de los Santos coming in almost hits him. Ball one. 1-0 count, two down. Nobody on for the Rawhide in the top half of the fifth inning. Kahanowitz kicks. Swung on. Fly ball deep left center field. Left fielder Orocho going back. Zoza center fielder. They look up. It's a home run for Davison De Los Santos. His 10th home run of the season on his 19th birthday. Davison De Los Santos, a solo shot in the top half of the fifth inning, makes it a 5-0 ball game. Junior Franco now bats from the left side. Two down, nobody on. Rawhide lead 5-0. The pitch is swung on, fouled off. Again, that's De Los Santos' 10th home run of the season and his 51st RBI. 0-1. Swung on. Slow ground ball, third base side, but it's rolling foul. Off the bat, it looked like it might stay fair. Third baseman Blakely came in, but fielded it in foul territory about two-thirds of the way up. So it's an 0-2 count, two down, and it looks like Franco will get a new bat. Broke the bat on that foul ball. By the way, De Los Santos' home run went 430. 0-2. Breaking ball misses out. Franco today has singled and flown out to center. 1-2. Swung on, fouled out of play. Left field side. Still a 1-2 count. Conowitz, just over 70 pitches this evening. Again, there is someone warming in the pen. I thought it was number 25, but that would not make sense as Chase Chaney is number 25, and he's the expected starting pitcher later this series. It might be 26, Blake Siegler. The pitch swung on, fouled down the first base side. The pitch swung on, lined over the head of the shortstop into left center field. Junior Franco has his second hit of the day. Takes a large turn around first base, but comes back with a two-out single. Runner on first and two down for the catcher, D'Orazio. D'Orazio today has singled. Pitch is a called strike to D'Orazio. So I keep looking down the bullpen, and I'm pretty sure that says 25, which would be Chase Chaney, but he's expected to be the starter on Sunday. Pickoff attempt at first base. Franco back safely diving. Now, of course, he could easily pitch today and still start on Sunday. Still 5 days rest. Just to be slightly unusual. 0-1, Franco takes off. The pitch is low. The throw to second. Not in time. They got him. The shortstop there. I can't believe the call. He started taking a few steps towards the dugout. But Franco safe at second with a stolen base. There's a runner in scoring position now for D'Orazio. 1-1 count. Two down. Rawhide lead 5-0 in the top half of the fifth. The pitch. Missing low and out. D'Orazio scored the second run of the game for the Rawhide. That was back in the third inning. The pitch. Swung on, line down the left field side, but foul. About 3 inches foul down the left field side. D'Orazio will come back for the 2-2 pitch. I beg your pardon, I misspoke. D'Orazio scored the fourth run of the game. He scored the second run in the fourth inning. Scored off a wild pitch from Kahanowitz. Two-two count, two down, a runner on second. The pitch. Breaking ball swung on, ground ball, third base side, but it's foul. Third baseman, Blakely, looked like he was going to be able to field it easily, realized it was going foul, so decided not to pick it up. I don't think that's the right move there. Now, here's why. DeRozio, an athletic player, runs well, but he's a beat-out ground ball. He's not Wilder Patino, where he hits a ground ball and you think, oh, he might beat that out. So the third baseman, Blakely, unless Blakely hasn't been doing well with throwing the ball to first base, which we have not seen today, I think he should have picked it up and tried to get the out. 2-2. Swung on, high fly ball, shallow right field and foul territory. And it will reach the stands two rows back down the right field line. I thought it was definitely going to land towards the Rawhide bullpen. Here at Sam Manuel Stadium, the bullpens are in on the playing surface. They're not behind a fence. 2-2 count, two down. The pitch. Swung on, fouled off to our right. Swung on, lined into left field, a base hit. Franco is going to round third. He'll score easily. DeRozio staying at first base with an RBI single, 6-0 ball game. And that's where you have to go back to the ground ball to the third baseman, Blakely, that ends up being foul. I really think he had a chance to get DeRozio there. And instead, four pitches later, DeRozio has an RBI single into left field to make it a 6-0 ball game. The Rawhide have been scoring in pairs, scored two in the third, two in the fourth, and two in the fifth. And now we will have a new pitcher on the mound for the Sixers. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pest, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye. Bug pitcher on the mound is, he inherits a runner on first with two down in the top half of the fifth inning with the Rawhide leading 6-0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Toyota's summer starts here sales event ends Tuesday. This Memorial Day, get amazing plug-free MPG with any one of Toyota's 11 industry-leading hybrid models. Don't miss out. Toyota, let's go places. Toyota's Summer Starts Here sales event ends Tuesday. Get low 1.75% APR on all 2022 RAV4s and Highlanders, or up to $1,000 cash back on 4Runner 4x2s when financed with Toyota. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes RAV4 Prime. Ends 5/31/22.
Runner on first, J.J. DeRozio at the plate, S.P. Chen. New pitcher on the mound is number 25 at Chase Chaney. First pitch to Chen, swung on, fouled off towards the sweets behind home plate. Count is 0-1. So Chaney is in relief for Jack Kahanowitz, who threw 4 2/3 innings, giving up 6 runs off of 9 hits. 5 of them are earned. The pitch outside, ball 2. Beg your pardon, ball 1. It's a 1-1 count. Gonowitz still responsible for the runner on first. It's J.J. DeRozio. At the plate, Chen, who's 2-for-2 today with an RBI. The pitch. Swung on, a high chopper back to the pitcher. He fields it now. The throw to first. In time, they got him. Oh, S.B. Chen so close being able to beat that out. That was a high chopper. But the pitcher, Shani, able to end the inning. We're halfway through this one. The Rawhide lead 6-0. And you're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
This just in, some of the gasoline brands you think of as being premium are, well, not nearly as premium as you may have thought. Because while Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota, some of our big-name competitors still don't qualify. So stop by Chevron, where the gasoline is top-tier and premium isn't just another way of saying close but not quite Techron. Chevron.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron. Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Rawhide lead is 6-0 in the bottom half of the fifth inning. We're halfway through this one, an hour and 10 minutes into this ball game. First pitch, squares to bunt. D'Orazio, the catcher, picks it up, throws to first in time to get Calabresi by two steps. Calabresi has been up to the plate twice and only seen two pitches from Sierra. His first at bat, he grounds into a double play on the first pitch he saw. And this one here, squares to bunt, and he's out. One down, nobody on for B.J. Boyd, who's the designated hitter batting from the left side. Here's the pitch from Sierra, called strike on the inside corner. Rawhide did have a roster move over the weekend. The pitch missing outside, ball one. I say over the weekend, like the weekend is our days off. I mean our off day on Monday. The pitch swung on line down the left field line. A fair ball into the corner. Boyd rounding first. He's heading for second. He'll stay there with a stand-up double. Runner in scoring position now for the Sixers. That's the fourth hit given up by Sierra today. This is going to be Sierra's 45th pitch of the evening. Here it is. Misses low, ball one. Miles Emerson batting from the right side. He struck out in his first at bat against Sierra. Pitch misses. Sierra taking his time. Still getting the signs from D'Orazio. He now swung on, fouled off. Two, one, missing inside, ball three. Runner on second is Boyd at the plate, Emerson. Rawhide leads 6-0 in the bottom half of the fifth. They're out hitting the Sixers 9-4. The pitch swung on, slow ground ball, third baseman De Los Santos fields it, the throw to first. In time, they got him. What a stretch by Sanabria at first base. Not the strongest throw we've seen from De Los Santos. It's because he kept his feet moving towards first base, didn't plant and throw. He didn't have time to do that. And Sanabria, a nice stretch at first base to help out his pitcher and his defense to make it two down. Boyd does advance to third. This is the first time today the Sixers have had a runner on third base. Two down, Orocho at the plate. He takes the ball, one that misses. Didn't miss by much if it did. Don't necessarily have the best angle to see perfectly if it's a strike or not. The pitch. Missing outside, ball two. That one did look like it missed out. So I'm slightly to the right of home plate in the press box here. Not high up, though. I mean, what would be the second level of the grandstands. The pitch. Missing inside, ball three. DeRozio holds it there for a beat. Again, these aren't missing by much. So I can't really see the plate. I can kind of see where the ball is to the height of the batter, but DeRozio, the catcher, and the home plate umpire, Trevor Patience, kind of block it. The pitch, that's a called strike. Count is 3-1. Again, I can usually tell if it's definitely a strike or definitely a ball, but the borderline pitches are more difficult to judge. Count is full, two down, and a runner on third. Starting to become nighttime sky here in San Bernardino. You can still see the outline of the mountains behind center field. The 3-2 swung on, fouled off towards the Rawhide dugout down the first base side. 3-2. And again, starting to become night sky here. Two down, runner on third is Boyd. Orocho singled into center field in his first at-bat. 3-2. Swung on. Foul ball out of play. First base side. I believe this will be the eighth pitch of the at-bat. Payoff pitch. Missing outside, ball four. That is the first walk given up by either pitcher today. Sierra threw 4 2/3 innings without walking a batter. Now here's Gabby Hernandez to have a meeting on the mound for the first time. Every Rawhide mound visit this season is presented by the Sean Team, a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Sean Team, where community matters. It will be runners on the corners. Two down. And batting from the right side is the top of the order, Adrian Placencia. Top of the order, Placencia batting from the right on third is Boyd. From Sierra, swung on, ground ball through into right field, a base hit. Boyd will score. Here's the throw for Patino. They try to get him out at first base. He's out. Let's go through this one again. Patino. A ball hit to Patino in right field. Boyd scores the first run of the game for the Sixers to make it a 6-1 ball game. Patino picked up the ball, threw to third, kind of spiked it into the ground. The shortstop, Corniel, cut it off and threw it to first base. And they got Placencia out at first because he took a large turn around first base and he was out to end the inning. A 6-1 ball game now heading into the top half of the sixth. Rawhide still lead and you're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste?
head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000 pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Top half of the sixth inning, Rawhide leads 6-1. Davy Estrada at the plate. He takes a called strike on the outside corner. Chase Chaney back on the mound for the Sixers. Came in relief for Kahanowitz in the last inning. Pitch to Estrada, misses low. Can give you the final pitching line for Kahanowitz, the right-handed starter today for the 66ers. The pitch, called strike. So Kahanowitz threw 4 2/3 innings, giving up 6 runs. 5 of them earned off of 9 hits. Didn't walk a batter, and he struck out 5. He did give up 1 home run. That was to Davison De Los Santos. Pitch misses outside, 2-2. Count. The pitch. Missing low, ball 3. Infield, shifting to the right against the designated hitter. 3-2, swung on, lined into left field. Left fielder Rocho comes in and makes the catch for the first out of the inning. One away, nobody on for Donier Sanabria. One down. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled off. 0-1 count. So again, Chase Chaney, the right-handed pitcher on the mound for the Sixers. We were told that he's going to start on Sunday. Definitely still could. The pitch is fouled off, third base side. Again, he would still have 4 days of rest. And quite frankly, this could be a scheduled bullpen appearance. Or we could be wrong and he's not starting on Sunday. Things could be changing and we just weren't told. The 1-2 misses outside, 2-2. Especially this level, the single A, the developmental level, things will change because organizations will decide to go a different way with the player. So they might be out of the bullpen instead for the week. The pitch is swung on, line towards left center field. Left fielder giving chase. He's over his head. Can't make the play. Sanabria rounding second, thinking about third, but he'll stay there. His second extra base hit today, standing on second base, Donier Sanabria. He's 2-for-3 today. Now here's the top of the order, Alvin Guzman, batting from the right. Orocho, the left fielder, looked like he had a beat on the ball. I think he just took a poor angle, kind of had to try to catch it behind him, and he wasn't able to do so. Showing off his speed out there, though. Guzman squares to bunt, pulls back. It's a called strike. Guzman today has struck out twice and flown out to right. We're at high lead 6-1 in the top half of the sixth inning. The pitch. Swung on, line towards left. Orocho coming in. Does he make the catch? He did. We'll go through that one again. Took a step back, looked like he didn't see it off the bat well, realized he needed to come in on it, took one step in and dove, to make the catch. Couldn't tell if he made it or if it bounced in front of his glove, but Cass Cousins, the umpire on the bases, says that he did make the catch. And looking at the replay on the video board, I think that was the correct call. Sanabria still on second. Two down, pitch side corner. Cornell today has struck out and has grounded out to third. Beg your pardon, to first. Twice. 0-1, missing out. So Janie, 1-0 with a 2.08 ERA. This is his 18th appearance this season. He has not started a game, so I'm surprised he's listed as a starter on Sunday. He's had three saves, three holds. He's thrown 26 innings for the Sixers. Pitch has swung on and fouled off. In those 26 innings of work, he has struck out 28 while walking just 5. Very impressive by the right-handed pitcher. Opponents batting 230 against him. So 1-2 count. The pitch. Missing low and in, 2-2. So I mentioned the Rawhide had a roster move on Monday. Zach Barnes was reinstated from the injured list. He's with the Rawhide for a little bit last year before being placed on the injured list. The pitch is swung on and missed, strike three. Cornell goes down swinging to end the inning. And for the first time today, the Rawhide had a runner in scoring position and did not capitalize. We are heading into the bottom half of the sixth. The Rawhide leads 6-1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
A Toyota hybrid is a hybrid of gas and electric power, but it's also so much more than that. And with the most hybrids one for everyone, get amazing plug-free MPG with Toyota's industry-leading 11 hybrids to choose from. Save more at the pump all year long in your new fuel-efficient Toyota, which just goes to show, Toyotas are the perfect hybrid of everything you want and everything you need. New fuel-efficient Toyotas are arriving daily. Toyota, let's go places.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Bottom half of the sixth inning, Diomede Sierra back on the mound for the Rawhide for his sixth inning of work. He's facing the right-handed hitter, Edgar Caro. The pitch swung on, lines to the second baseman, Chen, who makes the catch. One down, one pitch, one out in the sixth. And this is now the second time in his career that Sierra has thrown 5 1/3 innings. That is his high. The only other time that he's thrown 5 1/3 innings in his career is against the 66ers when he earned his first professional win back on May 31st at Valley Strong Ballpark. Pitch missing high and out, and there is no movement in the pen for the Rawhide. Pitch is a called strike. That was his 61st pitch of the evening. There's a right-handed pitcher warming in the pen for Inland. Pitch is a called strike on the outside corner. 1-2 count, one down, nobody on. The pitch swung on, fouled down the right field side into the concourse area. Vera, the shortstop, Cornell. Pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three was in the dirt. DeRozio will have to step up and throw to first base. He does so successfully to get the second out of the inning. Two away, and that is now the new high innings pitch for Sear in his career, 5 2/3. Pitch to Blakely, swung on and missed strike one. So if you remember back in the top of the fifth inning, when J.J. DeRozio was at the plate with two outs and Franco, the runner on second, the pitch to Blakely called strike, there was a ground ball down the third base side that started off fair, and Blakely let it go foul. The pitch swung on and missed strike three, and Blakely letting it go foul. DeRozio then had another chance to get a hit, and he did so to score a run. That was how a 6-0 ball game. And talking to the voice of the 66ers, Steve Wendt, I asked him what happened there, and he says that his confidence is probably low because he hasn't been making great throws to first base. Well, Blakely strikes out on three pitches to end the sixth inning. That's a 1-2-3 inning of work for Sierra. First perfect inning for Sierra. We are heading into the seventh inning. Rawhide leads 6-1, and we'll have a new pitcher on the mound. Tell you more about him when we come back. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Imagine you're at the ballpark. The sun is out. You can smell fresh cut grass. The Rawhide are winning, and you just scored 2-for-1 tacos and Coors Light tall cans at the nearby concession stand. No, you're not dreaming. This is a reality at every Rawhide Tuesday home game. 2-for-1 tacos and tall cans at the Barrel House Bar in right field and the taco truck in left field. Brought to you by Coors Light.
Here at Valley Strong Credit Union, we understand that life doesn't wait for your paycheck, and we think you shouldn't have to either. Valley Strong offers its members early direct deposit, where you can have access to your money up to 2 days early. Hey, 2 days can make a huge difference when you have bills to pay, groceries to buy, and birthdays to celebrate. It's finally time to get your payday on your schedule. Learn more about early direct deposit at valleystrong.com and start getting paid early. Valley Strong, grow your possibilities.
Top half of the seventh inning, the Rawhide lead 6-1. Wildred Patino batting from the right side against the new pitcher, right-handed pitcher number 7, Gabriel Hernandez. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled off, first base side. Hernandez in relief for Chase Chaney. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pest, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. Pitch is a called strike. Count is now 0-2. Patino at the plate looking for his first hit of the day. Pitch misses out, ball one. So Hernandez, the third pitcher of the evening for the Sixers, in relief for Chaney, who threw a scoreless inning in a third. Pitch to Patino, swung on, popped up, shallow right field. Ramirez giving chase, calling everyone off, and makes the catch for the first out of the inning. Davison De Los Santos will bat from the right side. Here's the pitch. Missing high and in, ball one. De Los Santos 2-for-3 today on his 19th birthday. Hit his 10th home run of the season and has swung on and missed. Count is 1-1. That home run is powered by Steel Power Equipment. To find your nearest steel dealer, search STIHL or visit steeldealers.com. The pitch is swung on, hard ground ball to the first baseman. Emerson makes a funky play, able to nab it and tag first base for the second out of the inning. I don't even know how to describe how he made that play. I mean, I think he just happened to find the ball in his glove there. It was hit hard. He started to take a step as if he needed to backhand it, but he fielded it directly in between his legs like you would in a normal forehand position, but he fielded it backhanded in between his legs and did a funky little gazelle hop was the first thing I thought when I saw it. I mean, he made the play. It didn't look pretty, but made the play. Two down. Nobody on for Franco with swings and misses. Count is now 1-2. That was one thing that my college coach, Phil McElroy, would get mad at me for saying as that pitch is fouled off. I would say he always wanted me to make the play just look a little bit prettier. I wasn't the most agile person, but I made plays. But he wanted me to make it just a little bit prettier, and Franco is going to have to go get another new bat. This is his third bat of the day now. The pitch. Swung on, ground ball to the second baseman. Plasencia fields it, throws to first, and it's a 1-2-3 inning of work for Hernandez in relief. The Rawhide still lead 6-1, and it's stretch time at San Manuel Stadium. Rawhide lead 6-1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
To be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Toyota's Summer Starts Here sales event ends Tuesday. This Memorial Day, get amazing plug-free MPG with any one of Toyota's 11 industry-leading hybrid models. Don't miss out. Toyota, let's go places. Toyota's Summer Starts Here sales event ends Tuesday. Get low 1.75% APR on all 2022 RAV4s and Highlanders, or up to $1,000 cash back on 4Runner 4x2s when financed with Toyota. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes RAV4 Prime. Ends 5/31/22.
Bottom half of the seventh inning, the Rawhide lead 6-1. Diomede Sierra back on the mound. The pitch swung on and missed. Strike one at the plate as Alexander Ramirez batting from the right side. He reached on an error by the third baseman De Los Santos, and he's flown out to right. Pitch is swung on, high chopper. First baseman Sanabria tries to snag it. He can't. Ramirez is safe. I think he would have been safe anyway. It was a high chopper. First baseman Sanabria came over to get it, but that meant no one was covering first base. Because of that, I think it should be an error for a split second trying to get a head start towards first base to try to get the out, but could not do so. That is going to be a hit. Not a hard hit ball, but is the sixth hit given up by Sierra today. Pitch misses low, ball one. And with someone being on first base now, there's a little bit of movement in the Rawhide pen. No one up throwing just yet, although Sergio Gutierrez is back behind the plate, waiting for someone to grab a ball. It's a 2-0 count to David Calabresi, who's batting from the left side. The pitch. Swung on, high fly ball. Right field, Patino goes back. He's underneath it, makes the catch for the first out of the inning. Not warning track distance. And this is Zach Barnes warming in the pen for the Rawhide. One down, runner on first. And B.J. Boyd will bat from the left. He doubled in his last at-bat. There's a lefty, by the way, warming in the pen for the Sixers. The pitch coming high and inside, and they're saying it hit him on his right hand. He's shaking off his hand, so a hit by pitch. His first hit batter of the day. One down, runners on first and second, and Gabby Hernandez, the pitching coach for the Rawhide, will come have a conversation with Sierra and D'Orazio on the mound. The Sean team, a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Sean team, where community matters. At the plate's going to be Miles Emerson batting from the right side. Runner on second is Ramirez, on first, Boyd. The Rawhide have a 5-run lead in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Diomede Sierra has thrown 6 1/3 innings for the Rawhide, 73 pitches. Zach Barnes, right-handed pitcher of the Rawhide, now warming in the pen. He was the newest addition that I mentioned. Rawhide now at 29 active players on the roster. Meeting on the mound is over. Runners on first and second, one down. Rawhide lead by 5 in the bottom half of the 7th. 6-1 ball game. Rawhide out hitting the Sixers 10-6. And both teams have committed an error. The pitch. Missing low, ball 1. Emerson today has struck out and grounded out to 3rd. Pitch misses in. Ball 2. Pitch is a called strike, 2-1 count. Sierra delivers. It misses inside. He checks his swing but did not go, according to Cousins, on the bases. So Emerson with the hitter's count. 3 balls, 1 strike. The pitch. Called strike. Count is full. Emerson this season batting 270. Has 23 runs batted in. 2 home runs. Pitch to from Sierra. Swung on. Pop up. No, a chopper to Chen. Fielded it through to second for the out. I beg your pardon. I missed the ball hitting the ground, quite frankly. Off the bat, it looked like it was a pop fly, but it bounced in front of home plate. My eyes kind of deceiving me there for a second, but Chen was able to play it to get an out. As Ramirez advanced to 3rd, Boyd's the one that's out at 2nd, and Emerson safe at 1st on the fielder's choice. Jeremy Orocho bats from the right side. He's reached base twice against Sierra. The pitch, missing high and out, ball 1. Orocho singled in his first at-bat and walked in his second. He's one of 3 players to reach base twice for the Sixers today. The pitch missing in. The other is Boyd, who doubled and was hit by a pitch. The other is Ramirez, who's now the runner on 3rd, who reached on an error and then singled to start off this inning. Missing outside, ball 3. Three oh count, 2 down. The pitch. Missing inside, ball 4. That's a 4-pitch walk from Sierra. His 2nd walk given up today. Both of them given up to Orocho. Orocho has now reached base 3 times, and he's the only Sixers batter to do so. Here comes Jorge Cortez. It looks like this will be a call to the bullpen. Sierra, 1 out away from getting through the 7th inning. Rawhide lead by 5 as we go into the bottom half of the 7th. Cortez has not indicated that he's going to the bullpen just yet. And now, this will be a call to the bullpen brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. When we come back, it'll be Zach Barnes. Right-handed pitcher from Arizona. Bases full and two down in the bottom half of the seventh inning, with the Rawhide leading by five. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Just in, some of the gasoline brands you think of as being premium are, well, not nearly as premium as you may have thought. Because while Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota, some of our big-name competitors still don't qualify. So stop by Chevron, where the gasoline is top-tier and premium isn't just another way of saying close but not quite Techron. Chevron.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-3-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Bases are loaded for the 66ers in the bottom half of the seventh inning. There are two outs, and Zach Barnes, the new pitcher on the mound. First pitch swung on, a pop-up. The third baseman, De Los Santos, calls everyone off and makes the catch to end the inning. One pitch, and the Sixers strand the bases full in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Rawhide still leads 6-1 going into the eighth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore. But get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Top half of the eighth inning, J.J. DeRoy facing the new pitcher. It's lefty Daniel Noonan. The pitch. Swung on, fouled off. Count is 0-1. This is the fourth pitcher of the evening for the Sixers. Noonan is in relief for Gabriel Hernandez. Calls the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. Pitch to DeRozio, swung on, grounded foul down the third base side. O-2 count. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, Bugs. 0-2, Noonan kicks. Missing low and in ball one. So again, Noonan in relief for Gabriel Hernandez. Hernandez threw a scoreless inning against the Rawhide. No hits, no walks. The pitch. Swung on, ground ball. Third baseman Blakely tries to make the play on it. He can't. It goes into left field, and DeRozio will head for second with a leadoff stand-up double. At least I'm assuming they're going to give him a hit on that. I'd be shocked if they don't. Blakely had to go down to one knee, making one of those kind of sliding, spinning around plays. At least attempted to do that, and he wasn't able to do so. Runner in scoring position for the Rawhide, and S.P. Chen will bat from the left side and is officially a double for DeRozio. DeRozio now 3-for-4 today. Chen 2-for-3. Pitch is swung on. Fouled off, and it'll reach the stands behind home plate. O-1 count. The pitch. Called strike on the inside corner. Count is now 0-2. The pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Chen goes down swinging for the first out of the inning. First strikeout of the day for the new pitcher, Noonan. Davey Estrada batting from the right side for the first time tonight. He is a switch hitter. Facing a southpaw now. Runner on second is DeRozio. First pitch misses high, ball one. Estrada today 0-for-3. He's hit a ground ball to first twice, and he's flown out to left. Pitch is swung on and missed, strike one. Looked a little early on that pitch. Estrada, the designated hitter. He was either early or he came off the ball a little bit too soon, pulling his hands in. The pitch swung on, fouled off. Count is now 1-2. Noonan kicks. Breaking ball, called strike three on the outside corner. Estrada goes down looking for the second out of the inning. Back-to-back strikeouts for Noonan after giving up a leadoff double to DeRozio. Noonan, no wins or losses this season. A 4.43 ERA. This is his 14th appearance out of the bullpen. Said three holds out of the pen and one blown save opportunity. Pitch to Daner Sanabria, misses low, ball one. In his 13 appearances, he's thrown 20 innings of work for the Sixers, striking out 18 while walking 5. Swung on, lined into right field, a base hit. DeRozio being waved around third, he'll score easily. The right fielder Ramirez throws home. It's cut off by the catcher, but Sanabria too fast and makes it to second base. It will be an RBI single for Sanabria, his third hit of the day, second RBI of the day. And again, he has a single and advances to second on the throw from the right fielder. Interesting situation there where usually you have a cutoff man, but either I didn't see the cutoff man or Ramirez overthrew them, and I didn't see that. But the catcher, Caro, stepped up, came up to where, kind of even with the pitcher's mound, as the pitch to Guzman is swung on and missed. And again, he came up even to the pitcher's mound to cut it off and thought about throwing to second, but Sanabria read the throw perfectly from Ramirez and was able to make it to second easily. 0-1 count, two down, a runner in scoring position. The pitch, missing high and in. It's the top half of the eighth inning. Rawhide now leads 7-1. The pitch, breaking ball, misses in. D'Orazio scores on the RBI from Sanabria. He's standing on second now. 2-1 count to Guzman, who is 0-4 today. Pitch from Noonan. Swung on, high fly ball. It'll reach the grandstands in foul territory. And Sanabria, by the way, now has a triple, double, and single. He's a home run away from the cycle. But unless the Rawhide can have him come back up in the ninth inning, he won't get a chance to go for the cycle. The pitch is swung on and fouled off. The one time that Sanabria was retired today was when he grounds it out to the pitcher. The eighth inning, Rawhide lead by 6. 7-1 ball game. Rawhide tend to score in pairs. They've scored 2 runs each inning that they did score. The pitch swung on and fouled off. We'll see if Guzman can extend the inning to give the Rawhide a chance to score 2 here in the 8th. They scored 2 in the 4th. Going back, actually. 2 in the 3rd, 2 in the 4th, 2 in the 5th, and now 1 here in the 8th inning. The pitch. Swung on, ground ball to the second baseman. Placencia's there. Throws to first, and Guzman is retired to end the inning. But the Rawhide pick up another run. They lead by 6 going into the bottom half of the 8th inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore. But get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
A Toyota hybrid is a hybrid of gas and electric power, but it's also so much more than that. And with the most hybrid models of any other brand, there's one for everyone. Get amazing plug-free MPG with Toyota's industry-leading 11 hybrids to choose from. Save more at the pump all year long in your new fuel-efficient Toyota, which just goes to show, Toyotas are the perfect thing you need. New fuel-efficient Toyotas are arriving daily. Toyota, let's go places.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Bottom half of the eighth inning, Rawhide leads 7-1. Zach Barnes is back on the mound. First pitch to Carroll, missed outside, ball one. Carroll batting from the left. Pitch from the right-hander, missing inside, ball two. Barnes came in relief for Diomede Sierra in the bottom half of the seventh inning. 2 outs, bases loaded, and the first pitch he threw to Placencia was swung on and popped out to the third baseman. 2-0. Swung on, high fly ball in the infield. Third baseman De Los Santos immediately calling for it. Makes the catch, one down. So, Sierra having his arguably his best outing of the season and of his career. In line for the win if the Rawhide can hold on to their 6-run lead. He threw 6 2/3 innings, giving up 1 earned run off of 6 hits. Walked 2 and struck out 6. Batting from the left now is Arolvera. The pitch. Missing low and in, ball 1. Zach Barnes just joined the Rawhide yesterday. Landed in Visalia on Sunday, but didn't land until about 11:35, and we had a 1 o'clock game, so he was technically available, added to the roster, but it's more than likely not going to pitch because of the flight. Pitch is a called strike, count is 2-1. Two-one count, one down. The pitch missing inside, almost hits him. Did it hit him? They're saying it did. D'Orazio, the catcher, saying no, it didn't. But Vera will take first base on a hit by pitch. So one down, a runner on first, and Werner Blakely will bat from the left. Barnes turned 23 this year in April, 6 foot, 180 pounds from Scottsdale, Arizona, went to Grand Canyon. Here's the pitch, called strike on the inside corner. So last year, Barnes pitched in 1 game for the Rawhide, threw 3 innings. The pitch, missing low. Gave up 4 hits in those 3 innings, 3 earned runs. Walked a batter and struck out 2. The pitch. Swung on, high fly ball. Foul territory, De Los Santos giving chase, but he's running out of room. 1-2 count. So, the day that Barnes pitched, he was assigned to the Rawhide on the 5th and then placed on the injured list August 11th, and that would be the last time that we saw him. So he was just with the Rawhide for 6 days. The 1-2. Missing high and out, 2-2. At first, he was only placed on the 7-day injured list to start off this season. Then they transferred him to the 60-day injured list. On June 14th, he threw in a rehab assignment in the Arizona Complex League and then joined the Rawhide on Sunday. The pitch is swung on, fouled off, first base side. 2 appearances in the Complex League this season for his rehab assignment. He went 1-0, didn't give up a run. In 3 innings of work, gave up just 1 hit, threw 29 pitches, walked 2, and struck out 5. 2-2 count, runner on first. The pitch to Blakely, swung on and missed strike 3. He goes down swinging for the second out of the inning. That strikeout is brought to you by Visalia Kia, the Visalia Used Car Supercenter. Many priced under $20,000 and $500 down is all you need. That is also the first strikeout for Barnes as a member of the Rawhide this season. Again, he did pitch in 1 game last year, but was injured after that. The pitch swung on, a flare into left field. Franco barely has to move at all, and Ramirez is retired to end the inning. 66ers strand a runner on first. The Rawhide still leads 7-1 going into the ninth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Imagine, you're at the ballpark. The sun is out. You can smell fresh-cut grass. The Rawhide are winning, and you just scored 2-for-1 tacos and Coors Light tall cans at the nearby concession stand. No, you're not dreaming. This is a reality at every Rawhide Tuesday home game. 2-for-1 tacos and tall cans at the Barrel House Bar in right field and the taco truck in left field. Brought to you by Coors Light.
Here at Valley Strong Credit Union, we understand that life doesn't wait for your paycheck, and we think you shouldn't have to either. Valley Strong offers its members early direct deposit, where you can have access to your money up to 2 days early. Hey, 2 days can make a huge difference when you have bills to pay, groceries to buy, and birthdays to celebrate. It's finally time to get your payday on your schedule. Learn more about early direct deposit at valleystrong.com and start getting paid early. Valley Strong, grow your possibilities.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgery care choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Toyota's Summer Starts Here sales event ends Tuesday. This Memorial Day, get amazing plug-free MPG with any one of Toyota's 11 industry-leading hybrid models. Don't miss out. Toyota, let's go places.
Top of the ninth inning, Rawhide leads 7-1. Juan Corniel swings at the first pitch from Noonan. Towering fly ball, shallow right field. The second baseman, Placencia, makes the catch about 2 or 3 steps on the outfield grass. One down. Wildred Patino will bat from the right side. One away, nobody on. Patino 0-for-4 today. First pitch, Patino misses high ball one. Back on the mound is Daniel Noonan in his second inning of work. The pitch swung on, fouled off. Noonan in his one inning that he's faced the Rawhide so far gave up 2 hits, 1 run, struck out 2, and didn't walk anyone. David Sanchez is warming in the pen for the Rawhide. The pitch misses outside. Ball 2. Saw Zach Barnes go down to the bullpen. Give everyone a high five. So that will be the day for Barnes. 2-1. Swung on. Two count. One down. We've now been playing for 2 hours. The San Manuel Stadium, the pitch is swung on, fouled off, right field side. It is 9:13 local time in San Bernardino. First pitch was at 7:06. It's just over 2 hours and 5 minutes. The 2-2 misses outside, ball 3, full count for Patino. Full count, one down, the pitch. Swung on, fouled out of play to our right. Patino enters the game batting 267, the 3-2. Swung on, ground ball, threw into left field, a base hit for Patino. A one-out hit for the right fielder. He was 0-for-4. coming to this inning finally gets a hit. One down, runner on first, and at the plate is the birthday boy, Davison De Los Santos. Today is his 19th birthday. Looking at him, you would not think that he's only 19 years old. Does look a little bit young in the face, of course. The pitch misses low and in, ball one. Guess you would call a baby face, but tall and strong 19-year-old from the Dominican Republic. 1-0 count, runner on first is Patino. The pitch. Swung on, fouled out of play. Patino now has a 5-game hit streak. The pitch. Breaking ball. Swung on, lines up the middle into center field. Calabresi gets it in. A breaking ball that stayed high on De Los Santos. He just kept his hands up and was able to kind of chop at it for a line drive into center field. Back-to-back base hits for the Rawhide. Runners on first and second. One down. And Junior Franco will bat from the left side. Franco 2-for-4 today with 2 singles. On second, Patino. He should score on a base hit to the outfield. The pitch is swung on and missed strike one. Now, I've seen Patino not score on a base hit to the outfield when he is the runner on second only once, and I have seen him play for a year and a half now. And the only time that happened is when it was a line drive, and it looked like the left fielder was going to catch it. The pitch fouled off out of play. 0-2 count. Noonan sets, checks the runner on second, delivers. Swung on, high fly ball, shallow right center field. Second baseman Placencia makes the catch for the second out of the inning. Found a little more of a difficult play that he had to go back on. Ends up catching it over his shoulder. Now J.J. DeRozio will bat from the right side. Two down, runners on first and second. The Rawhide lead by 6 runs in the 9th inning. Could always use some insurance runs. Never going to say no to that, of course. Sanchez is warming in the pen for the Rawhide. The 9th should be his. The pitch to DeRozio misses low and in, ball one. DeRozio today is 3-for-4. 2 singles and a double. He has scored 2 runs and driven in 1. The pitch. Swung on and missed. Count is 1-1. That was a breaking ball from Noonan. On second, Wildered Patino. First, Davison De Los Santos. Both single to the out. The pitch. Breaking ball. Swung on to the third baseman. Blakely picks it up and touches third base to end the inning. Rawhide strand 2 runners, but they lead by 6. And we're heading into the bottom half of the 9th. Last chance for the Sixers. David Sanchez will be in for Zach Barnes. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom, and bye-bye, Bugs. When we come back, Sanchez will try to close it out for the Rawhide. They lead by 6 going into the bottom half of the 9th. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Toyota's Summer Starts Here sales event ends Tuesday. This Memorial Day, get amazing plug-free MPG with any one of Toyota's 11 industry-leading hybrid models. Don't miss out. Toyota, let's go places. Toyota's Summer Starts Here sales event ends Tuesday. Get low 1.75% APR on all 2022 RAV4s and Highlanders, or up to $1,000 cash back on 4Runner 4x2s when financed with Toyota. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes RAV4 Prime. Ends 5/31/22.
We'll be right back.
Bottom half of the ninth inning. Last chance for the Sixers, who trail by six. Rawhide, seven runs off of 14 hits, have committed an error. The Sixers, one run off of six hits, have also committed an error. David Sanchez on the mound facing the left-handed hitter David Calabrese, who takes called strike on the outside corner. 9:20 local time, been playing for 2 hours and 15 minutes. Rawhide looking to pick up a win in game one of this six-game series. The pitch misses outside. Calabrese has grounded into a double play, starting with the second baseman. Bunted, but was out. Picked up by the catcher DeRozio. And he's flown out to right. 1-1. Swung on and missed strike two. Sanchez in relief for Zach Barnes, who made his first appearance with the Rawhide since August of last year, finally coming off the injured list. He threw a scoreless inning and a third. The pitch misses out. No hits, no walks, no strikeouts. Beg your pardon, he did have one strikeout. Try it again. It was a scoreless inning and a third. No hits, no walks, one strikeout, and he did hit a batter. 2-2. Missing out. Ball three. Sanchez 1-2 this season, a 7.16 ERA. The pitch is swung on, slow ground ball, first baseman. Sanabria picks it up, taps first, one down. B.J. Boyd, who has reached base twice today, will come to the plate. He has flown out to center, doubled into left, and been hit by a pitch. Sanchez, this is his 20th appearance out of the pen. He has three saves out of four opportunities. He's thrown 16 and one-third innings. Walking 21 while striking out 15. Opponents are batting 2-7. Pitch to Boyd. Swung on. Line towards center field. Guzman takes a few steps back and to his right and makes the catch. Two down. Sanchez and the Rawhide one out away from picking up the first game. If they can hold on, this will be the fourth time that the Rawhide have won the first game of the series, and they would improve to 19-45 this season. Miles Emerson bats from the right, swings the first pitch, foul down the first base side. Emerson has struck out, grounded out to third and to second today. Pitch from Sanchez, swung on, ground ball. Chen is there, sets his feet, the throw to first, and the Rawhide win their 19th game of the season. They take down the Inland Empire 66ers by a score of 7-1. Winning pitcher, Diomede Sierra, he picks up his second win of the season. He does well against the 66ers, apparently. His only two wins of his career have been against the 66ers. Losing pitcher today is Jack Kahanowitz. Gave up five earned runs and 4 2/3 innings. Rawhide take down the 66ers by a score of 7-1. We're entering the post-game show from San Manuel Stadium. Stay right there. We'll give you a recap of the game, let you know what to look forward to tomorrow, and, of course, tell you who the steal player of the game is. I'm Jill Guerin. Stay right there. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
This just in, some of the gasoline brands you think of as being premium are, well, not nearly as premium as you may have thought. Because while Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota, some of our big-name competitors still don't qualify. So stop by Chevron, where the gasoline is top-tier and premium isn't just quite Techron. Chevron.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better.
Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-3-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Welcome back. Take down the Sixers in game one of this series by a score of 7-1. Rawhide, 14 hits, committed one error. The Sixers, 6 hits, also committed an error. Let's take you through this game. First of all, Diomede Sierra, his best outing not only this year of also of his career. He threw 6 2/3 innings, 6 hits, 1 earned run, walked 2, hit a batter, and struck out 6. Those 6 2/3 innings is a new career high. Almost made it through the 7th inning, but Zach Barnes came in with bases loaded and 2 down and got the final out on the first pitch he threw in the 7th inning. Barnes threw an inning and a third. No hits, no runs, no walks, 1 strikeout and hit 1 batter. Barnes gets the hold, and it was his first appearance since August of last year, other than his rehab appearance in the Arizona Complex League. Congratulations to Barnes being back in the single-A level. David Sanchez came in to shut down the Sixers in the 9th inning. He did so. No hits, no runs, no walks, no strikeouts in a perfect 9th inning. For the Sixers, Kahanowitz takes his second loss of the season, 9 hits. In 4 2/3 innings, 6 runs scored, 5 of them earned. Didn't walk a batter, but he struck out 5. Gave up 1 home run. That was a solo shot by Davison De Los Santos. And actually, the Sixers did not walk a single Rawhide batter today. Chase Chaney threw a scoreless inning in a third, giving up 1 hit. Struck out a batter. Hernandez also a scoreless inning. Perfect inning at that. No strikeouts. Daniel Noonan did give up 1 earned run off of 4 hits and 2 innings of work. Struck out 2 batters. Let's take you through the scoring plays. Rawhide scored first in the top half of the 3rd inning. SP Chen had the first hit of the day, brought to you by Roaster Brothers Milk Company. It was a double down the right field line. With 1 out, Danner Sanabria hit a triple down the right field line to drive in Chen. With 2 outs, Corniel reached on a fielding error by the first baseman. It was actually a line drive that hit off of the pitcher, Kahanowitz, went to the third baseman, Blakely, who threw over to first, and Emerson, the first baseman, dropped the well-thrown ball from Blakely, allowing Corniel to be safe at first, and Sanabria scored the second run of the game. That run was unearned to Kahanowitz. Rawhide picked up another 2 runs in the 4th inning. 4 hits by the Rawhide, 4 consecutive hits by the Rawhide in the 4th inning. Scored 1 run, and then J.J. D'Orazio scored on a wild pitch to make it a 4-0 ball game. In the 5th inning with 2 outs, De Los Santos hit his 10th home run of the season and went 434 feet. on his 19th birthday, making a 5-0 ball game. And Junior Franco singled into left, stole second base. J.J. DeRozio had an RBI single into left field to make it a 6-0 ball game. In the fifth inning, Sixers made it a 6-1 ball game. Boyd doubled into left field with one out. Orocho walked, making it... It was runners on the corners because Emerson, when he grounded out to third for his... the second out of the inning, that moved Boyd to third. So runners in the corners, Adrian Plasencia singled into right field. That scored Boyd. Patino came up throwing for third base. It was cut off by the shortstop, Corny Yell, who then threw to first base to get Plasencia out because he took too big of a turn around first base, trying to be greedy there, thinking about going to second, and it cost him a 9-6-3 putout to end the inning. 6-1 ball game. Rawhide would get that run back in the eighth. DeRozio doubled to lead off the inning with two outs. Sanabria singled into right field to drive in DeRozio, making it a 7-1 ball game. That is the final score here in San Bernardino. Your steal player of the game is the birthday boy, Davison De Los Santos. Went 3-for-5 today. An RBI, 400, Connor Van Scoy. Again, first pitch at 7:05. We'll be live right around 7 o'clock from San Manuel Stadium. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you so much for listening today for game one of this six-game series. We'll be back here tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Rawhide take down the Sixers 7-1, looking to make it a win streak tomorrow. You've been listening to Rawhide Baseball.